Dubai Eye 103.8.
Joining me in the studio now to tell me more about what was a different elevator journey for me this morning. Benjamin Ampen, the Managing Director of Twitter in the Middle East, North Africa and Pakistan. Benjamin, thanks for joining us as always.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Really kind of you to jump in because I know that you're a busy, busy man and none more so than this morning when there is an activation upon us at the moment. Tell us what Twitter's been up to as you've brightened up the interiors of our elevators.
Yeah, apparently so. You know, when I came to the studio, I took this elevator and it's a campaign called Elevator Tweets. You can actually see conversation on Twitter around the hashtag Elevator Tweets. And the idea of this campaign is basically show many marketers, many brands, many organizations that work in Media City, the power of our audience, the power of the conversation on Twitter. So basically, and I'm sure we'll dive into the details, but when you go into the lift, depending on the floor that you're going to, you have a whole screen in the lift that is being animated with insights, with tweets in real time about specific and relevant conversation of the floor you're going to.
It's interesting as well because I was having a little look at it on the way up here this morning. And again, it sort of gave us that idea. I think a number of us would have checked our Twitter handles this morning for news that's coming through, etc. We would have taken on a little bit of the information like that. But then when you get in there and you actually focus on some of the news stories that are specific to us at the moment. We talk about the papal visit. Saudi Arabia, obviously very much in the news at the moment, the links between the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Is that part of the policy as well, this sort of focusing with the little time that we have to focus on some of the bigger stories?
Yeah, you know, Twitter, it's what's happening and what people are talking about right now. So for you, you may be interested in the visit of the Pope, and actually he's very active on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you follow him at Pontifex. You can be aware of all these updates, what he's going to be doing in several languages. So I strongly recommend to follow one of these world leaders that is on Twitter. So that's one thing, you know, if you're interested in this. If you're a marketer, if you're a brand and you work in this building, you may be interested by the conversation going around the telco industry.
Yes.
Or, you know, the food and beverage industry, like it is the case in this building. So imagine you work on the third floor and you work for one of these big beverage companies.
Yeah.
You press on this button, we basically recognize that you're going to this floor and immediately you have the whole screen, you know, showing insights and showing tweets, conversation about this conversation relevant to you as a marketing executive working for a food beverage.
So you can almost focus the news towards what is of interest to you.
That's what it is about, exactly. If you're interested in a specific topic, you're going to see that. And specifically for this activation, what we did is we wanted to show the power of our audience in Saudi. Why in Saudi? Because this is one of our biggest markets in the region, but also for many, many UAE-based business. This is often their biggest market in terms of revenue, in terms of activity. So we want to make sure that people based in Dubai that are planning for their business in Saudi that need to know about Saudi, see the power of the conversation, see the power of the audience right now in Saudi.
It's interesting you mention it because, you know, I did a sports show yesterday, not a million miles from here, on this radio station. We're talking a lot about the Saudi International, the golf tournament, which is going on down there at the moment. Mariah Carey's been in town as well.
I love Mariah Carey.
You're not alone, according to the tens of thousands that turned out to see Mariah down in Saudi. The opening up of the entertainment industry over there with more screens being announced in the last week. As you mentioned there, for marketers here, It is an area that you can't ignore at the moment in terms of regional expansion.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just in terms of population, this is one of the biggest country in the region. This is a country where a lot of people are on their smartphone. And for Twitter, it's actually one of the biggest country globally in terms of audience. So if you're a marketer, if you're a brand that cares about the region, you have to be on Twitter in Saudi.
It's hashtag elevator tweets. It takes the elevator pitch to the next level. There's a few levels, I suppose, with the elevator as well. It's fascinating. And I suppose it gives you a little insight into what people are discussing here in the region. We talked about, you know, the Saudi Arabia and the influence there. What about here in the United Arab Emirates? What have people been tweeting about and trending recently?
So there was a lot around the Asian Football Cup.
Yes.
I mean, that was big. You talked about football earlier. Yeah. I'm sure that in your show yesterday, you must have mentioned once or twice Twitter. The conversation was huge, you know. So that's one thing in the sport field, obviously. In terms of entertainment, all the movie awards were discussed a lot on Twitter. You know, often you see immediate reaction. You can see behind the scenes as well. I'm thinking particularly of the movie about Queen, the musical group.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody. You could see a lot of actors that were rewarded just taking onto Twitter to just share the impressions. You could see, you know, the speeches and everything. So, you know, from sport to entertainment to business, or like world leaders, like I told you about with the Pope visiting, we've seen a lot happening. Davos as well was a big conversation. Sure. I think the hashtag was WEF 2019, World Economic Forum. So that's basically the best place when you want to hear about what's happening in the world. And, you know, I think what really matters, and it's pretty clear with these three examples, it's that we have the most valuable audience when they are the most receptive. This bit about receptive is very important, because when you're on Twitter, you're here to actively engage, to, you know, actively listen and passionately share with people. This is completely open, you know. So the audience that is on this platform is here to engage actively and is in a discovery mindset, which I think is a big difference to other platforms.
In the mind and in the spirit of discovery as well, I would encourage everyone to find out more about the hashtag elevator tweets. Is that the best way to go about it, Benjamin, to get onto the hashtag to find about a bit more? And is this activation going to be something that's going to be rolled out in other parts of the city?
Yeah, so we're starting this week with the Dubai Property Headquarters building, but the goal is every week during 3 weeks to take over one of the busiest tower of Media City. Because it actually started, and I love this story, our marketing team did a fantastic job. We basically used the insight that a lot of people in Dubai, especially in our industry, spend much, much, much time in the lift in the morning. So how can we make sure we just show them the power of the audience of Twitter, but at the same time, as much as we can, I don't want to be pretentious here, but we try to enrich their everyday life so that at least you can be in this lift and hopefully you learn something. So, yeah, that should be going on for a couple of weeks at least in different towers.
It's a really good initiative, and it is under the hashtag Elevator Tweets. Make sure you find out more. For now, the Managing Director of Twitter in the Middle East, North Africa and Pakistan, I know you've got big colleagues in town. You're out and about spreading the word. So, Benjamin, thank you so much indeed for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Huge thanks to Benjamin joining us live here in the studio, MD of Twitter in the Middle East, North Africa and Pakistan. It's hashtag elevator tweets. Find out more and see how it can enhance your elevator journey next time round.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.